You are back to the packed Sunday Business Show. I am Conal O'Moran. In a minute, we'll ask why brand General Electric, a true blue blood US stock, may have to break up to save itself. Then we'll hear from an SBS favourite, Dahlman Design, nothing to do with the now defunct stockbroker, that helps Irish and international companies with design, manufacturing and marketing. And then we'll hear about a festival that brings the festivities to you or a venue near you so you don't have to go to them. It's a selling idea. It's 16 degrees with just a hint of cloud in Cyprus at the moment. That makes it ideal for sitting, relaxing and writing a book. We have a return visit to the SBS from a Cyprus-based Irish author who made it to the number one in the bestsellers in Australia. And someone has to do it. So Niall Fitzmaurice beat down the door to make sure it was him. We sent him on a mission to find out what the new Irish whiskey experience tourist trail is all about and whether it's really worth €50. And of course, it's the Sunday Business Show, so we do have our famous shout-out. 0874 100 102 will get us. Tell us a little about you, your business and your location, and Team SBS will do the rest. General Electric is a brand many of us recognise. For fans of business books, it was once home to former CEO Jack Welch. Given the name, you'd imagine that they were mostly in electricity, but no. They're also in aircraft design, electrical distribution, electric motors, energy, gas, healthcare, lighting, locomotives, oil, software, water, weapons, wind turbines, and finance. And therein lies the problem. The new CEO, John Flannery, looks like he has found himself an $11 billion black hole in his books. And now there's talk of GE having to break itself up. In July 2016, you could have bought a share, or had to pay nearly, should I say, $33 for one share. On Friday, you could buy the same share for close to $16. Team SBS has the best stock sleuths in the business. This morning, Ace Gumshoe, Laura Devoy of Goodbody, tells us what she's found out about the case of the missing billions. What an intro.
Morning, Colin.
Morning, Laura.
So, GE, I think, you know, when I was looking at during the week, just to set the stage for industrials, is very important. And what we're seeing is synchronized global growth around the world, which means utilization of economic infrastructure is increasing, which implies greater wear and tear. And investors are looking to this sector for an increase in capital spending. It's a very disparate sector. And what I mean by that is that different end markets can be at different parts of the economic cycle. So you've alluded to a whole list there for sort of GE. But if you take the sector at large, you've transports and commercial services, and they are quite regional. Like, you can't move rails across borders, same with recruitment. And then you have your capital goods, which again is broken down into aerospace and defence, which has been on a tear for the last 8 years. And at the other end, you have power, which is in the complete doldrums. Electricity demand has been weak. So for GE, like you mentioned there, you know, the share price performance over the last year, if you actually go back 3 years, the stock is down the guts of 30%. And over that time period, the US market is up 38%. And US industrials are up 43. So it's not just about the money that you've lost in GE, it's also about the relative opportunities elsewhere.
Which you're really making people feel good now.
No, but you've nearly a 70% gap there, which is absolutely staggering. So what's gone wrong for GE? I think there's three problems. One is the businesses it's exposed to, as you've mentioned. The second is poor capital allocation. And the third is aggressive accounting. So looking at the businesses, like 50% are in actually really good businesses. So you have healthcare diagnostics, you have, aerospace, narrow-based engines, etc. Great businesses. And then you have the other 50%, which are mature, sluggish businesses, oil and gas, electricity connectors, and power. And power has been horrific for every player in the industry because renewables are starting to displace electricity demand. And also, as GDP growth has increased, a big chunk of it has been reorientated towards services, which are electricity demand, you know, intensified, for want of a better word. If you look at their capital allocation, then, you know, there was a lot of deals, investment in technology. And for those deals, like your Alstroms, your power and gas, the larger ones, I'd say, weren't that great. Some of the smaller ones went well, such that you've had a decrease in profit from 12 billion to 1 billion over the last 5 years.
Ouch.
And in turn with that, you've had really poor free cash flow generation. And then the aggressive accounting is they were booking profits really ahead of cash flow coming through on service agreements.
Who allows
that? This will change. So IFRS is coming in this year.
But hang on a second now, what auditors allow that for a massive corporation?
Well, go back to Tyco, go back to WorldCom, yeah, and you're in the same kind of piece again. So that's going to change anyway with IFRS regulation coming in this year. And then GE Capital, which is where the big announcement was this year. So this was a top 20 bank, and post-financial crisis, they're having to downsize it. They want it just to support the industrial business. So they came out this week and they did a reassessment of their insurance business. And these were contracts that were written back in 1999, 2000. No business has been written since 2006. And they were for long-term care. And obviously the demographic profile has changed insofar as people are living longer, disease profile has changed. And so they are undercapitalized for this. And they are going to put a one-time kind of injection of about 6 billion after tax and then 15 billion over the next 7 years. Okay.
Oh dear.
Now for GE Capital, they were using money to go back up to the group level to feed the dividend. And last November, the company had a big capital markets day and the dividend was basically halved. And, you know, what's disappointing is for GE, 44% of its investor base are retail investors, and many of those have an income bias. So, you know, they're using this to
It was one of those widows and orphans stocks.
Bellwether, yeah. You know what I mean? Bellwether stock. And I think that was the right action to do. If the dividend is not supported by the cash flow, you can't support it, end of story. So that's been sort of the tale of such a GE Capital. And I think when they made the announcement during the week, what was more worrying is they had cut expectations for profit at the Capital Markets Day, and now they say they're going to be at the lower end of that again. So it just seems to be bad news after bad news. And so what's raised the idea is, will they break up the company? You know, now, some estimates of some of the parts, so if you took all the disparate parts of GE, are about $20 per share. But actually, if you include the pension deficit and you include sort of the level of, you know, capital with GE and finance and the potential hold there, some estimates are between $11 and $15. And when you look at, like, you know, breakup stories, typically you identify assets, they're broken up, it's straightforward. And for GE, they've already identified 20 billion of assets to be, you know, sold and probably more to come. But for big industrial companies, what drives them is an improvement in margin and improvement in profit. And I think what we're more likely to see is them taking the nice parts of the business, like healthcare, like aviation, and following the Siemens playbook, where you hive those off into separate entities. And that allows you to reduce complexity of the business, but also unlock value.
Bye.
Absolutely no way. I think free cash flow down 50%, profit down 50%. People are only looking at it because they think it's underperformed. And if you want to buy the nice parts of GE, like narrow body engines, what we're doing in Good Buddies is buying Safran, which is a pure play on that. If you want a conglomerate, buy Siemens that trades on 13.5x versus 17 for GE. And as I said, look at not just the performance that you've lost, but that relative opportunity. I see no reason to get involved.
That is Laura, take no prisoners, Devoy of Good Buddy. That's a great analysis. Thank you so much. So we will be keeping away from GE. Thanks so much, Laura, for joining us.
Let's no
quick quick ad break now.
The Sunday Business Show with Gas Networks Ireland. So convenient with no need to store, order or pay in advance. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness. Today FM.